From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. President Obama's appealing to Republicans to work with him to create jobs. He had a blunt exchange with members of the GOP House at their annual retreat in Baltimore. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, Mr. Obama encouraged more bipartisanship, but didn't shrink from criticizing some of the Republicans' tactics.
In an hour and a half, no-holds-barred question and answer session televised by cable news networks, the president and Republicans sparred over several issues, but none more than health care. He said, in fact, the health bills passed by the House and Senate are similar to measures originally written by centrist Republicans.
If you were to listen to the debate, and frankly how some of you went after this bill, you'd think that this thing was some Bolshevik plot.
The president insisted he is still open to Republican ideas on how to improve the health bill, but he said proposals they've offered so far are unacceptable. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Politicians looking for support from the Republican Party in the future will now have to closely adhere to the GOP's national platform. By a voice vote, members of the Republican National Committee meeting in Hawaii voted to require party leadership to vet all candidates first. The action was opposed by GOP Chair Michael Steele and some state party chairs. Hawaiian lawmakers have effectively killed a civil union bill for same-sex couples. The state house refused to vote on the measure. While passage was likely by a narrow margin, extending married benefits to those in civil unions was uncertain. Unless Hawaiian House members vote by two-thirds majority, the bill is dead for this legislative session. The nation's gross domestic product grew 5.7% during the fourth quarter of 2009. It's the fastest pace in 6 years. Danielle Carson reports.
The economy came roaring back to life in the fourth quarter. Much of the growth came from businesses rebuilding their goods. Many slashed their inventories at the end of 2008 and part of 2009 because of the recession. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says private industry and consumers powered this growth.
We had consumer spending rising 2% as the holiday season was decent. We had business investment up at over 13%. And even the long-suffering housing market should arise at about a 5.7% rate.
But Hoffman doesn't expect the fourth quarter report to be the new speed limit for the economy. Most economists predict GDP growth will settle back to between 3 and 3.5% in 2010, what Hoffman calls a half-speed recovery. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 53 points to 10,067. For the month, the Dow lost almost 3.5%. The Nasdaq lost 31 points to 2147, and the S&P 500 fell 10. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Toyota says gas pedal parts are on the way to dealers across the country to fix sticking accelerators. A company spokesman doesn't know how long the repairs will take, nor if the parts or the entire pedal assembly will be replaced. Toyota will take out full-page ads in 20 newspapers this Sunday. Reports from Pakistan say a suspected U.S. drone missile struck the Waziristan region on Saturday. The blast killed 5 people. The identities of those killed aren't immediately available. In just a few hours, Serena Williams will take on Belgian tennis player Justine Henin in the finals of the first Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year, the Australian Open. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Serena Williams and Justine Henin have played each other 13 times, but never in the finals of a Grand Slam tournament. Serena has a slight edge, having won 7 of those matchups, but Henin is on a storybook comeback. She was number one in the world when she walked away from the sport 2 years ago. This is her first major tournament since returning. She says she's looking forward to playing Serena.
I'm so happy to play against her because if I want to win another Grand Slam, I'll have to be the best player of the world, and that's just the biggest challenge I could get.
Serena will be looking to draw even with Billie Jean King in the number of career Grand Slam titles, but she says she's not focused on that.
At the end of the day, I'm just happy and blessed to still be in the tournament and to still be physically able to play tennis altogether.
Meanwhile, Serena and her sister Venus have won their 4th women's doubles title. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
A major winter storm is rolling out of the plains and into the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic regions overnight. Tennessee could be hard hit. The storm could also leave a foot of ice and snow on Arkansas and Kansas. It knocked out power to more than 15,000 customers in Oklahoma on Friday. I'm John Stempen, NPR News.